Well, hello. This is Laurel Watson from Dressage Positively, and I love helping horse owners who are becoming interested in dressage. Today's podcast is the first in a series of three where you'll discover three simple and versatile training tactics to use when riding isn't an option. Maybe it's wintertime and you don't have an indoor arena to ride in, and the outdoor is frozen solid. And all you have is a barn aisle. Or maybe you've just gotten a new horse, or your horse isn't saddle ready yet. Or maybe your horse is on stall rest and you can't do anything more than hand walking. Or perhaps you're not feeling up to riding, but you want to get in some quality time with your horse. If any of the above describe your circumstances right now, or perhaps you find yourself in a different situation where you can't ride your horse, it doesn't have to mean you can't have a productive horse time. Using one or even all three of these simple and versatile training tactics with your horse. In fact, I routinely incorporate these and other simple, versatile training tactics into my daily feeding ritual as well. Today, I will share with you SVTT number one, which is recall training. If you're asking yourself, does she mean like when I call my dog to come? Why, yes, that is exactly what I mean. You can use this to call your horse to you, to keep them focused on you, or even to direct them when doing liberty or an agility course. And I use this one regularly. In my opinion, this SVTT is one of the most useful things you can teach your horse. Horses get out, they get loose at horse shows, and you may even have a farm sitter, a worker, or your husband that needs to deal with your horse on a regular basis that may not want to chase your horse around the pasture. All of my horses know their names and they will come. I can also give specific verbal commands to each horse by prefacing the command with their name. It always surprises me when I hear that people have to go get their horses from the pasture, when it is so easy to teach them to come when you call their name. You don't need much room for this exercise at first, so this can be done in a stall or an aisleway or out in the pasture. When I am training my horses, I use positive reinforcement training methods. What exactly does that mean? All it means is that I will ask my horse to do something, and when she does it, I will tell her that she did what I asked her to do by clicking the clicker, and then I will go to her and give her a reward. The reward can be a treat, a scratch, or even me leaving. Anything that she views is positive. So, are you ready to get started? And the beauty of this podcast is that you can pause it, get your butt out to the barn, even if it's freezing out, and play along. Okay, so now that you're near your horse, it's easiest, and the horse will learn more quickly if you aren't standing right next to him or her. So, stand a few horse lengths away. Step number one, wait until your horse is not looking at you, and then say your horse's name. If you skip this step and say the horse's name while the horse is looking at you, it will take your horse a lot longer to figure out what the right answer is. And we always want to make it easy for our horse. After you say your horse's name, you'll wait for your horse to look at you. As soon as he looks at you, click your clicker or give the verbal yes. Or maybe even a verbal click, and then walk to your horse and give the reward. The reward can be a treat, it could be feed if it's feeding time, or it can be scratching his favorite itchy spot. You will repeat this exercise until your horse looks at you when you call his name in at least 10 different locations. This is called context shifting. So move around the stall, move around the barn, and move around the farm to make sure your horse understands that when you say his name, no matter where you are, what you want him to do is to look at you. And when he does look at you will tell him he's right with a click and then give the treat. Okay, the next step in the process after your horse looks at you when you say his name is to ask him to take a step toward you when you say his name. So for this exercise, say your horse's name. And wait until your horse takes one step toward you before you click, and then go ahead to him and give him the treat. And again, you'll do this in several context shifts. You'll do the same exercise in different areas of the stall, the barn, the farm, and maybe even at a horse show. Now you can begin the process of training your horse to come to you when you call his name. In order to do this, you'll say his name and slowly build up the amount of steps he has to take before you click and tell him he did the right thing. But be very careful that you don't ask for too many steps too quickly. This is where people get excited with positive reinforcement training. They see the horse is willing and learning, and then they start skipping too many steps. The horse gets confused and frustrated and can even show signs of anger. So always take it super slow until you're sure the horse knows exactly what you're asking. If you need any support in this exercise, please join the Live, Love, Happy Horses Facebook group and post any questions there. Or if your horse is a rock star at coming when you call, I would love to see your photos and videos in the group. Just post the video and put the hashtag recall in the description. Now, just some quick notes if you're using treats before we move on to SVTT number two. Note number one, the treat is not what tells the horse he's done the right thing. The click is the way you will tell your horse he has done what you have asked. This is very important to understand because once your horse understands how to learn, he will progress very fast. And most riders who are new to positive reinforcement training will get a little confused about how to move forward with the training. And I can always help you with this, so don't hesitate to email me at laurel.watson@heyrelax.com if you have any questions. Using positive reinforcement training with your horse is like learning a new language, and it does take some thought and time, but it's totally worth it. Horses love it, and they learn so much faster. Note number two, keep the treat in your closed hand while walking to your horse, and don't give the treat until your horse is nice with his mouth. The most common complaint that I get from people about positive reinforcement training is that treats make horses nip. Well, that's not really true. Allowing your horse to come at you with an open mouth or allowing your horse to nip at you or mug you for treats is what teaches horses to nip. My Cleveland Bay Leo was an orphan foal at 2 weeks, was bottle fed by his humans before I got him, and was very mouthy when I got him. I was able to use treats correctly to teach him not to be mouthy. So it's not about the treats making horses mouthy. It's about how you give the treat to your horse. So be very diligent about that. Note number three, I always go to the horse to give them the treat. Positive reinforcement training a horse or even a dog is a systematic process of building and putting together different learned behaviors. If your horse learns to come to you to get a treat after its behavior, it's very hard to put behaviors together when teaching things like liberty work, things on the lunge line, or even advanced dressage movements like tempi changes. So save yourself some time now and don't start that habit. Get into the habit of walking the treat to your horse so that your horse stands quietly waiting. In next week's podcast, I will talk about SVTT number two, target training. So be sure to set the notifications in Podbean so that you are alerted when the next podcast is available. I'm Laurel Watson with Dressage Positive, and if having a positive connection with your horse resonates with you, I invite you to join me in the Live, Love, Happy Horses Facebook group community. Because once we stop pressuring our horses to do what we want and instead ask them why they can't do what we ask, this world will be a better place for both humans and horses.